All right. We're back here. It's 8:22. Good morning. Sunshine in here, 29 degrees on this first day of February. Tom and Kathy in from Jacob Zoo. We're talking Morning Zoo. And I got to tell you, I'm going to make this one right out front. This is my big prediction. It's leap year this year. Okay. It's El Nino winter going on. I have a feeling that pesky little varmint in Punxsutawney tomorrow will not see his shadow. That's my prediction. It's the year where he really doesn't need to see his shadow, you know?
He lies anyway. We never believe him.
Yeah, who believes Punxsutawney?
He's a pathological liar.
We have a surprise animal tomorrow that's going to be making a prediction with the weather.
Okay.
So some people have already met, someone might not have. So you'll be seeing Bruce tomorrow morning our Facebook. And it'll be taped, so you can look at it anytime. You don't have to catch it live and go, darn, I missed it.
So you have your own version of Punxsutawney, Phil.
We do every year.
All
yes,
right,
absolutely.
All
so
right.
You should stay tuned for that, for sure.
All right.
And then we'll be predicting correctly.
Okay, of course. Of course you will. Of course you will. Hey, let's talk Giving Hearts Day. That's coming up, too.
It is.
And for people that don't know, something kind of new, you can contribute right now because you used to have to wait. But you don't have to anymore.
You don't have to. You can do it right now unless you're writing a check. Mm-hmm. The check must be posted for the 8th of February.
Okay.
And then we scan it into the program at the foundation and gets counted towards our goal.
Nice.
And so we're excited about that. And this will be our fourth year doing Giving Hearts. And tell you what, there's over 600 agencies.
Wow.
So if you can donate to the Jacob Zoo, we really appreciate it. This is a time of year we don't have cash flow because we're closed. But we do open the end of the last weekend in April. So I think it's the 27th. And the cleanup day will be prior to that. But stay tuned for all these other things because sometimes we have special things ahead of time, including Hop into Spring, which we'll be back to talk about that in March. So, yeah, Giving Hearts Day, we'll be at Hughes Shelter. So if you want to come visit the zoo, come to the Hughes Shelter.
It'll be at Hughes Shelter.
It'll be at Hughes Shelter with other nonprofit friends. Mm-hmm. And so we appreciate being invited back to that. And there's some goodies there, too. So come and enjoy some goodies, some coffee and bars, and just visit. And if you can donate, great. And if not, just come see the nonprofits anyway, because we'd love to visit with everybody. And that's what's happening.
All right. Well, I've got, for some reason, I don't know why, I'm not psychic. You know, I don't think. I got good vibes about 2024 at Jacob Zoo. I think you're going to have a record year and keep Schmaltz over here busy.
Oh, they always keep me busy.
Well, right now,
do we need a drum roll?
Kind of.
Okay, hang on. I've got one here. Here we go. Kathy's got an announcement for us.
Oh, sorry, right now. We're seeing spots at Jahankapa Zoo. That's your clue. And you know that we had two very majestic animals at the zoo, the mountain lions, cougars, catamounts, pumas, all four names for the same animal. We had two. We had CJ and Kogla. We had them for years. They were rescues, and we went.
You gave those two good lives. They had a great tenure at the zoo.
Animals live much longer in zoos because they're getting the care for so many years. So we lost CJ in July and Kogla right before Christmas. And mountain lions are, you know, being a native animal is so important to show the public those. And there's a lot of them in the wild. There's not that many in captivity. So we were very blessed to actually acquire two from the Wildwood Wildlife Park Zoo and Safari in Minocqua, Wisconsin.
Wow.
And so we have two young ones that are making their debut this season at Jahankapa Zoo. And their names are Charlie in honor of CJ, who was Charlie Jr.
Nice.
And none of them are blood related, but we kept the Charlie name through the years. And she's a little girl, and her sister, Kata, for Catamount. And they're darling, and they're going to be, they are at the zoo, and they will be on exhibit this season as early as Hop into Spring, pending weather and how they're doing, and they're young. So that's our excitement.
Should be excited.
I'm going to be writing this story in my daily news column about the circle of life for this important, majestic and deer native species,
right,
and how we've had a history of them through the zoo throughout Chihinkapa's history,
right,
and we're going to continue with that with Charlie and Kata.
Oh, man. And they are adorable, too.
They're okay, adorable.
Sean, I got a sneak peek, and, man, yeah, talk about. And they are. They're absolutely adorable. And you see them, and you can't help but think, what are they going to look like when they're fully grown?
You won't exactly be interacting the
right
way that we are. We're taking care of them now.
Mm-hmm.
And we're just very pleased. The staff's all psyched about it because they're just, you know, they just give it their all. Every staff, I'm not talking only the zookeepers, I'm talking every staff is excited about what this means for Chihinkapa. And we're excited to introduce them mm-hmm. to the public. So you'll see their pictures.
Right.
And if you stop at Hugh's Shelter, you'll see their pictures, too. We won't be bringing them up there because it's not the right thing to do.
Right.
But we will have pictures of them. And then very soon, they'll be able to see them at the zoo.
Unbelievable. Thoughts, dreams, aspirations. Where do you come up with this? And I've asked you this before. You talk about this with your staff. And I know you talk about it, you know, between the two of you. And it's like, wouldn't it be great if we had these or these or these? And how cool is it when that becomes a reality? Take the rhinos, for instance. Where did that come from? I mean, where did that idea first hatch?
Well, we talked about, you know, what is needed for the plight of the wild. And in the middle of the night, Kathy wakes me up and goes, we should get rhinos.
That's where it starts.
Yeah.
And then, you know, you look at them today and go, wow, we did that.
Right.
Yeah.
So, you know, and these guys, they're... Cougars have always been a favorite of lots of people, mm-hmm. and what's fun to watch these babies, they're already in the stock mode. From 4 weeks of age, they were stalking us.
Wow.
And they just, you know, that wild part of them is mm-hmm. always there. And
right.
They're just, like I said, they're really cute, but they really, you can tell when they get to be big, that cougar in them is always there.
You can already kind of see it in their eyes, too, can you? I mean, I can even tell.
You can see it in their eyes. You can see it on my arms.
That's right. You've got the battle scars again.
They're doing great, and so we wanted to make that announcement. So.
Okay, I'm going to put you on the spot. Primates or cats? You seem to love both.
You know,
okay, equally.
I know.
Yeah.
I love all the animals. You know. That's a better question than Tom posed to me yesterday. Mm. He said, which of the two cougars do you like better?
Oh, man.
I said, why don't you just tell me to pick my favorite child?
You're right, exactly. Nice one, Schmaltz.
You can't tell which one
when they put their claws into her.
Bill, you've walked the pathways with me through the years
mm-hmm.
and lots last summer, and you know that it doesn't. Every time I say, oh, this one is so important because we move on the pathway, and I go, and this one. So I always say my favorite one is who we're working with at the time, who I'm
right.
working with at the time. And I know the keepers have their really love for different ones. Mm-hmm. And
that's just not your stock answer. That is true. Wherever your attention's focused at the time, that's your favorite.
It's absolutely right. Every species that we have at the zoo is important and brings so much to enlighten the public, to educate, and for conservation. So they're all there for a reason.
Right.
And you look into the eyes. You know, I always joke about the kangaroos, although I'm so happy we have them because we have one of the larger mobs
right.
in the zoo business. And
is that what they're called?
Mobs.
Mobs,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And then they
yeah,
box
learn
and stuff.
Something.
Yeah, they're just, you know. And I always say I love them dearly, but it's really hard to read a facial expression.
True.
You
true.
Can see what on a cat, a primate, mm-hmm. very much so.
Very much so.
You know, even a hoofstock sometimes has more facial expressions than that. But Chihinkapa Zoo, so through the years, we celebrated 90 years. We're going to continue that celebration this season because we didn't get a big public celebration in on that specifically for the 90 years. And
right.
so our legacy continues, and we hope that people can jump on board with the Giving Hearts with that legacy. And if they can't donate right now, keep telling the stories of Chihinkapa.
That's all you need to do sometimes.
Very
yeah.
important. We do understand mm-hmm. people's family budget. But
absolutely.
If they can donate a little bit, every bit counts, and we appreciate you.
Giving Hearts Day coming up here. It's coming up on 8:32. Tom and Kathy, always great to have you here. And congratulations on the new additions.
Yeah.
All right. And being new parents.
Yeah.
Kind of, sort of. Okay, all the color just went out of Schmaltz's face. It's 8:32 at the Voice of the Valley, AM 1450, KBMW. Good morning.
As Giving Hearts Day grows each year, the reason for the day remains the same. Support and celebrate the charities in our communities. Between now and February 8th, head to givingheartsday.org to make a financial gift to one of